The squad's doing something right. You know, the boys are gelling beautifully. We're having a lot of fun. And it's just great to have come over here, come back from 2-0 down to win this series. We're very, very happy.
Peter Hanscom has his say after a historic series win in the ODIs for Australia. Damien Fleming lived through much of the summer with us on SEN Test Cricket. Flem, welcome back.
Jared, sensational to have a chat. There's a real buzz around,
yeah,
isn't there?
There is.
To the callers, been watching the footage when the boys won. There was so much passion, so much upside after this series, which when we're 2-0 down, you know, we're really up against it. So an amazing series victory over there in India.
How significant is it on any front you like to choose?
Yeah, it's interesting. Just with, you know, with the cause and generally what we'll talk about, we're talking about the World Cup and the spots that are up for grabs and players that have enhanced their reputation in this series and others that might battle. But I think the significance is more about the team dynamic and just watching, you know, Maxwell Stoinis getting that last wicket, seeing the coach, Justin Langer, who hasn't had a lot to celebrate since he's taken over the reins. You know, you could just see how much it meant to them. They all ran in the huddle together. So I think for the team dynamic, the belief that they can beat the number one team in the world at home, with the enhancing of reputations of Khawaja, Cummins, Jai Richardson, Hanscom, Turner, I think there's going to be an amazing buzz around the team and one that hopefully goes into this Pakistan series, but more importantly, the World Cup.
Is it a landmark moment, a watershed moment for Langer and his coaching?
Yeah, I mean, he's a tough man, Justin Langer. You know, he played 100 tests for Australia but was often the one guy that seemed to be playing for his spot. So he's had to scramble and get the most out of himself through his career. And I think those attributes will be the same with his coaching as well. But, you know, you do need some wins to give yourself a tick and give yourself confidence and belief, not only individually as a coach, but whether you've got the actual stock to get back to being number one in the world and winning World Cups and winning Ashes series. So, you know, I think for Langer, as much as some of those players I've mentioned, you know, this is a massive series win.
The strategic choices that were made, Flem. So Australia presented with a one-day side at the start of this summer that was full throttle, obviously trying to chase the English model. There are really interesting adjustments made. Khawaja and Hanscom represented those and they got big dividends from it. How much of a tick is it for the selectors and the choices that they made?
Yeah, it's a big tick. I mean, I was probably of the one thinking that, you know, the teams like England and India and West Indies, they're looking to score 350. You know, they're not as worried with their bowling. It's just like, we'll score a total that, you know, you won't be able to get there. And with those players that you talk about, you know, their strike rates are about a run of ball. So you're thinking that 300 would be enough. But good on them. They're good selections. They also show, you know, particularly, I've seen it with Usman Khawaja in the past. I mean, injury has hurt him a bit, and obviously a stacked top order for Australia has made it hard for him to get games. But we've seen a big bash level, and at times playing one-day cricket for Australia, that, you know, he's an absolute gun, and white ball cricket, you know, sits really well with him. But Peter Hanscom, you know, was an interesting one. I wasn't sure that he had him in him to bat in that important spot where Stephen Smith has bat over the years for the Australians. But, yeah, he worked the ball beautifully. But also, I think he's got his hitting zones that when he wants to find the boundary, he can get there. So I just think, you know, with those sort of players doing well, and I think our bowling's come together. I think Adam Zampa, I mean, I think he found himself out of the team in the last sort of 12, 24 months. Well, not playing regularly, but he's in career best form. And to have a spinner like that, particularly in England, I think Australia feel like, you know, that by having an Hanscom and Smith in that middle order, that they're going to face almost half the overs of spin over in England, yep, in this World Cup. So they want players who can play spin well and at worst be able to rotate the strike. So it's a big tick for their plans and it'll give them a lot of self-belief now with this victory.
What about for the captaincy of Aaron Finch, who He has led this team superbly, maturely, excellent tactically, if you've sort of watched the nuances of what he's done. He's had his struggles with the bat. And it's a week ago. People were done with him. How would he feel coming out the back of this series?
He'll feel a lot better than when he was going in. I mean, he did average just over 30, but I think it's his captaincy, wasn't it? You know, even when he's going through a bit of a bad trot, you don't really know in his press conferences. He's pretty laid back and keeps his cool. And I think the playing group appreciate a captain that even if they're struggling a bit externally, they don't show it and that they don't feel like they're under pressure. And I think, you know, the way he's manipulated the bowlers was excellent. I think the aggressive field placements at the right time was a big tick. And I think if you can get your batting lineup really, really settled, Aaron Finch is, you know, the icing on the cake. He scores hundreds. I think he's got 12 for Australia. You know, he doesn't, you know, score consistently through his career. But when he gets on a roll, he generally cashes in. So that's why, you know, he's got to captain the World Cup and open up because his captaincy alone's been excellent, but his X factor with the ball, his record in England's outstanding. So well done to Finchie.
So it's impossible not to let the mind wander to Smith and Warner, Flem. And what you picked up on is what everybody's seen and heard is the vibe within the team as they, you know, this is the recovered Australian cricket team, you know, 12 months on. Does it complicate Smith and Warner's reintegration?
Yeah, I mean, it's not ideal, is it? Because you've got a couple of new members, you know, coming in that weren't part of the success in India. But having said that, you know, you'd think that Mitchell Stark's not there and he'll play in the World Cup with injury. So it's something that does happen on occasions, maybe more with fast bowlers coming back from injury. What it does for me, it just makes the selection so hard, isn't it? Mm. With Warner and Smith in. But we're going to have that nice situation for Australian cricket where there's going to be guys unlucky not to play in this squad as opposed to, you know, I felt with the one-day series in Australia, particularly in South Africa, that we were trying to find positions for players. So, but Smith and Warner, you know, they're experienced players. They've played a lot with these guys in the past. I think they'd have a good relationship with Aaron Finch. So, you know, it's not ideal, but, you know, I don't think it's going to disrupt the group too much.
Is there definitely a place for Warner? Just on a cricketing front?
For me, there is, but it makes it tough. You know, who's going to open? Because there's Finch, Usman and Warner, isn't it? So if you're going with those three, one has to bat three. Who's the one out of those three that's going to be more comfortable, you know, coming in? If it's second ball or if it's numb for 100 and the field's already spread. So at this stage, I've got Warner and Smith obviously just coming straight in. But the opening batting scenario is not ideal. But there's other selections that are going to come into play as well, aren't they? That, you know, someone like Sean Marsh, who's 700s for Australia, averaging 40, scored a couple of hundreds over in England. You know, has Hanscom gone past him? Do you take Ash Turner, you know that 80 or 40? That's not a one-off. We've seen that in the Big Bash. You know, he can bat three and bat time, or he can come in and you give him 15 balls and he's going to score 30 or 40. So for me, he has to go because he's an amazing X factor. And the other one I thought, Alex Carey was a tick. The opening up of him didn't work, but he scored it over a run and ball at number seven. He kept pretty well besides one drop catch. So I think he's sealed his spot in the squad.
Mm. And Australia's good at tournament play, which is worth something. You've been part of that. So what does it do towards your optimism for a World Cup defence, which a week ago you wouldn't have given a Zach for?
No, we're in it now. I'll be in there with the Aussies. And not only that, it's more doubt created with the two teams that were probably going to play in the final we were talking about a month ago with England and India. You know, losses to the West Indies for England really showed up, I think, their bowling and also their, you know, their ability just to accelerate through the whole innings, which is great when everyone gets going. But if they try and take it on the whole time, sometimes they can, you know, just not score enough batting first. And for India, you know, they're questioning a bit about their team now. Besides Kohli and Rohit Sharma, you know, who are the consistent run scorers in their batting lineup.
Yep.
So as Australia's hopes have increased, I think the favourites have actually decreased. So I'm very buoyant about how well the Australians will go in the World Cup.
It's a good swing in fortunes. Flem, thanks for your insights as ever.
Thanks, Jared.
Damien Fleming on what is a terrific day for Australian cricket. A lot of messages still to get through. I'll do that after the break. It is Melbourne's membership day. Show your support. Call 1300 Demons. Sign up today and receive two bonus tickets and a cap.